I need to steer clear of the internet, where the internet is dark and full of spoilers.
Take a sip, young Skywalker.
I made a Darth duty. I sithed my pants. My diaper's gone over to the dark side.
Lo and behold, for the cavalry has arrived. We are your Dank Titos of the Sith, and we bring you another episode of Take a Sith Sky Talker. With me, as usual, is Darth the Wanawanga.
Ajita.
And Darth. Today we take on the unconventional, unorthodox Clone Force Unit 99, also infamously known as the Bad Batch. This clone unit is consisted of a bunch of clones who have these deformities or these mutations, where their appearances and abilities set them apart from the rest of the clone trooper corps. So the members of this unit include we have John Rambo, also or Hunter. We have Wrecker, the battering ram of the group, and we have Crosshair, the marksman. We have Echo, who recently joined the team after being found by Rex and this unit, as well as who did I miss? Tech. A few days ago we've got yet another trailer of this upcoming series, which is about a month away from its premiere airing date, and which is on May the 4th, Star Wars Day, which is really a treat for all Star Wars fans. But what were your initial thoughts on this new trailer?
Initial thoughts? I mean, when I first watched it, there's not much new content except for this new character that was introduced in this episode.
Yeah, this yes, of course.
Nadagdagan ako ng theories and whatnot. And well, initially the theory that I have is when I first watched the official trailer one of the Bad Batch, Order 66 was mentioned, right? Like yung tagline ni Emperor Palpatine when he was declaring the first Galactic Empire. So first thought, I really thought that this would deal with the clones after or during the Order 66. Like, paano sila na dispose, paano na convert yung Grand Army of the Republic into the first Imperial Army, diba? Like,
and the Stormtrooper Corps, kumbaga.
Yeah, yung Stormtrooper. Paano na dispose yung clones, then paano siya naging Imperial Troopers, Stormtroopers. And tsaka sana makita rin natin yung formation ng First Legion, which is the 501st, I believe. Yung 501st
na convert.
Personal army ni Darth Vader. So
yeah, it's Vader's fist.
Vader's fist. There we go. So yeah, yung since we have animated model naman din ni Vader sa from the last season of Clone Wars, season 8 ba?
Season 7.
Yung I'm guessing since Tarkin is already there, tsaka nagpakita na rin si Palpatine. I'm guessing Darth Vader would be there as well. So, even though lang parang cameo lang siya and focus talaga story sa Bad Batch, we see the Sea Hunter na kamukha ni Rambo sa isang scene.
Yeah.
Yung, long story short, TLDR, too long did. First impressions, yung survival ng Bad Batch during Order 66. Actually, at first, we were talking about the Bad Batch during the Season 7 of Clone Wars. Pero masapan natin, meron kaya silang inhibitor chips, yung the chips that will make them murder the Jedi, di ba?
Yeah, we've been speculating about that, yun.
It's been confirmed in the trailer pala na they've been exhibiting disobedience, so
yeah,
I'm gonna say it's that they're gonna inhibitor chips.
Yeah, it's either malfunction or they didn't have inhibitor chips in the first place. Since they were mutations, you know, they were rejects. They disposing them then. Parang ganun.
I want to believe na they also have these inhibitor chips, pero since due to the mutations na hindi siya nag function properly, you know. So yeah, that's my first impression. How about you?
Personally, like you mentioned din nga, we haven't seen much, pero I think this trailer was kind of a foreshadowing kasi we've seen more, syempre we've got more light with kay Fennec Shand, and surprisingly we've seen Saw Gerrera.
Oh, yeah.
Which is parang it's yung appearance niya is kind of heading towards yung look niya sa Rogue One. Except for the voice, of course.
Pero yung itsura niya dito parang yung Saw Gerrera sa Clone Wars, no? Not necessarily the Saw Gerrera that we saw in Rebels.
In Rebels. Tsaka kind of leaning, papunta na sa Rogue One, which is kind of like sobrang beat up na and battle worn, if you will.
Yeah.
And also another surprising character din dito was si Captain Rex. Really expect.
Yeah. Nagulat din sa second trailer to, no?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Since we mentioned yung first trailer, I believe was kind of they're showing what more light on the Bad Batch, like what their capabilities, parang ganun. They weren't really giving much away, you know. It's kind of the highlights of what the Bad Batch can do.
Oh yeah, so
even we even see this Tarkin commending them. But come this second trailer, parang nag-iba na yung tone. Parang everyone seems like to be against them. Everyone's after them.
Yeah, exactly. But hindi nang napansin ko. Pero, you know, everything is... Ito yung na-imagine sa thinking process. If you're not with us, you're against us. So parang there's this boomer it's always black and white, yes or no. So I think yun lang dun na punta yung, or at least yun yung source ng anger yung indifference ni Tarkin sa Bad Batch. Rather that he knows that they pose a threat. Since we hear a commentary from Tarkin himself saying that the entire squad is better than an entire army, entire legion.
Yeah, they're more capable than an entire army.
Yeah. Parang
Thus, since you've got the point there, you mentioned na Tarkin noting their disobedience and all. So I think we can contrast yung clone army in general with the Stormtrooper Corps. Kasi while clone troopers were programmed, you know, they could basically be designed to be full on conforming and parang full obedience with their superiors. However, throughout the Clone Wars, they were, as we've seen throughout the Clone Wars series, they were encouraged to have this. They had grown some sort of individuality. They've grown their own personalities.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could see this from the yung armor palang nila. You know, they get their
remodels.
Yeah,
which is in the perspective of the Grand Republic with the Empire, parang it's a big no-no.
Which is kind
of war hero or something.
Yeah, they're all about uniformity and conformity. You know, they're basically taking away the individuality ng foot soldiers nila, if you will.
Yeah, and kahit na disadvantage siya sa firefight. It's just that in the long run, kasi hindi siya magandang investment pagdating sa wartime. You know, kasi they don't need warriors. They need cannon fodders.
Yeah. which is basically tactics ng Empire. They're not full on parang employing very complex or complicated maneuvers. They're basically just overwhelming enemy.
So basically separatist tactics pa rin. Numbers over quality over quantity, which is very, very low. In any case,
So we could better brush this new trailer and how we could give further thoughts on what to expect and speculate on the upcoming series, which comes out on May the 4th, I believe.
Yes, May the 4th.
It's which is exactly a month from now. Yeah. Then apparently the first episode would be 70 minutes long. Which
really?
I think is 70 minutes long.
I think yung episodes was isang season of Bad Batch. I think 16
I don't think they have released that information yet. However, I think it's really fitting na ganung kahaba yung first episode since first and foremost this is a new series and of course this is May the 4th. You know, it's Star Wars Day.
Of course.
So following that, the next episode comes out just a few days later, May 7th, if I'm not mistaken. The Friday, it's a Friday. Then it comes out succeeding every other Friday, every Friday rather. So really looking forward to that.
So there's two episodes the first week, or it is first two episodes May the 4th. Mali pala yung question ko. So episode 1 will be released on May 4, and then episode 2 will be released on May 7. Tapos every
Friday
now.
Which is I think is their supposed release. But since it's Star Wars Day, of course we get a treat.
Understood. So yeah, with that being said, think ko magiging fully booked na ang
Disney Plus again. Yeah, Disney Plus gonna be
Disney
crashing
Plus.
All of.
Exactly. Yeah. And buti na lang at asleep ako by the time na release ng new episodes. Para kaso yun nga lang, I need to steer clear of the internet, where the internet is not full of spoilers.
That reference, no.
Oh, before we proceed with the sa live preview ng Trailer 2 ng match, I would like to ask Florence on his expectations sa Bad Batch.
I'm just excited for it, to be honest. I know it's going to be good knowing it's the same team as Clone Wars. I do slightly expect to see a few more stories now they hinted at back in Rebels, like say Rex finding other clones and pagtanggal yung yung commander unit na yun.
And then kung paano sila napunta. Ano ba planet yung pinunta nila? Kung saan sila namaroon?
I can no longer remember.
But basically, they're staying at a base at a very old ATTE.
Yeah. It was nearly broken down ATTE then. Parang it looked like a giant fishing rod.
Which is kind of ironic kasi parang they were fishing for mini crate dragons. No, if you think about it, parang similar lang yung model ng Great Dragon sa Finifish.
Although I think the thing that they were fishing looked more like water serpent ng mga like say Eastern mythology.
So to have a better look and give a further thoughts on this upcoming series, we are going to give a live commentary on this on the new trailer. So sit back and enjoy.
A test is in order.
So I'm gonna guess in this frame, nasa Camino sila, what do you think? No?
Kasi, definitely.
Definitely, because this is the same stage nung prologue episode ni 99. Oh, by the way, For those who are not familiar with 99, he is a defective clone with a really fucked up physical development. Kaya hindi siya nakasama. Hindi siya ano siya. Hindi siya battle ready. Mas mabilis siya tumanda. He's hunchback and then medyo
reject.
He looks like a melted ice cream. With respect, because this guy is a true hero. He's a true hero.
After all, he was the inspiration behind the Bad Batch. He was even named after them, diba? A clone. They were Clone Force 99. And since you mentioned this this training stage ba to, or I think we had the first look of this in Dominus God.
Dominus God. Si Heavy and si Echo.
Echo and si C5, kahit C5.
C5
was apart.
Bago sila maging 501st. So basically, 99 became the true hero of the Clone Wars talaga kasi he was the one who led the strategic attack or strategic defense versus the separatists when they attack that city.
The Battle of Kamino. Moving on.
Five enhanced clones.
Here we see Tarkin with Lama Su.
More capable than an army.
And I think this is the first time we see him sa Kamino, si Tarkin.
Ever.
Yeah.
And ang cute ng battle yung battle droids like the mga super
Yung unang kinda parang we could say ba this
Death
is like
troopers.
Parang Dark Trooper ba?
Dark Troopers.
Like parang prototype or early design.
Bago sila maging edgy black na Dark Troopers.
Yeah.
Yet they exhibit a concerning level of disobedience in disregard for orders.
Lord Elshagon, give me more!
Our squad's nothing but trouble.
Here we see Rambo in his John Rambo in his speeder bike. I believe this is a new city, dito Coruscant. This is a new planet.
Definitely. But we could assume as well na Coruscant din to, or
I mean the entire planet is one big.
But we get the job done.
Yung scene na to, I believe it could either be a flashback or they're still hunting down separatist remnants. I think it would be nice to see na may separatist remnants.
Probably. Kasi we all know na si Palpatine nag-orchestrate ng separatists. So, you know, some separatists could still go on with the fight even though na talo na sila since Dooku's dead, Grievous is dead, the entire separatist council is dead.
But there would be yung mga lower like the we could say same na nangyari sa Empire, siguro they assumed the position parang warlords din. And di ba Palpatine had all the droids shut down.
Droid factories.
Sa Mustafar.
And you know naman na not all droids are decommissioned as we saw that from an episode in Rebels, diba? Still go out in hiding pa rin.
Either that or they were reactivated then. So, looking forward to that really. More.
So am I, sorry.
You're Clone Force 99.
Oh, okay. This is a new character that we were talking about a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
She looks.
Yeah, hey, Omega.
Oh, Omega is the name, right? Like, is he a girl? Is he a boy?
The first thing that popped sa akin is, she's a girl and she could be a clone because she had the same look. Ni Boba Fett or Jango Fett din.
Exactly. He could still be a boy kasi pre-puberty.
Makes sense. You have a point.
And with the design of it, his hair. Let's assume na lalaki man siya for the sake of that. Confirmed ba na female?
Sige,
I'm sorry. Is it confirmed na female si Omega?
At this point, wala pang ano. It's mostly the only definitive parang detail sa kanya we have is the name Omega from the subtitle.
So,
from
F. So here's my theory then. Yung, with the design ng hair niya, as crazy as it sounds, mo ano yung style din ng hair ni Palpatine at the start of Episode 1.
Oh yes, yes. I think so, I believe that's one of the parang parang common theories. Yeah.
And since his name is Omega, parang experimental pa siya at this point, no?
Yes, but I believe since Omega, we could also say na this is the very last clone na, and since parang 'di ba later years ng Clone Wars parang na ano na yung parang DNA template ng ni Jango Fett sa mga Kaminoan. So we could assume na this is like yung pinaka last na, which is I think is fitting with her name na Omega.
Hmm. So actually at first I thought the clones were actually decommissioned rin. Pero as I think about it, you know what? Feel ko hindi siya na decommission kasi clones are bred for war talaga. Feel ko na decommission lang ang clones kasi naubos na yung template ni Jango Fett.
I don't think na like necessarily na decommission. They were at first, diba, na incorporate sa Stormtrooper Corps.
Yeah, pero those were the ano, remnant na clone troopers. Eh. So
yeah, remnant of course. Yeah, of course.
Talaga siya in a sense na wala na si template, you know, parang parang printer.
Although
yung
although na we, diba, we do know na nagka Kamino tried to stage a rebellion. They tried to make a new. Wait, is this? I'm not sure if this is canon. Yung they had a rebellion in Kamino, where which is the kind of messed up part. Kasi diba sila tawag dito sila Jango Fett, si Boba Fett and the detachment ng clone troopers were sent to parang quell this rebellion, take down their brothers.
What's your point?
So yeah, hopefully we learn more of this. Really looking forward to this new character.
Yeah, and when it comes to theories, I'm more leaning towards the fact that Omega is a clone of Palpatine.
Well, it's not. We could. It's not. It's plausible. So.
Oh, it's. We
leave
it
open.
Yeah. Wala pa naman solid. For all we know, malay mo ba?
But then again, we could say na she's again one of those mutations. We could say that she's fascinated. This a clone, this bad batch. It's a clone.
But if you think about it, like male clone, plus nag-mutate siya into female. First transgender na clone.
If you put it that way, it sounds kind of like a.
Oh, but in any case, we'll know more for sure about the very same.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
You know who we are.
Hunter?
Let's go.
Echo?
Hyperdrive's online.
Tick?
Prepping to jump.
Ricker?
Let's blow something up.
Yeah! And Crosshair?
Your move.
That's an awesome move. Like,
there's one thing to note. There's a comment about Crosshair na if you notice sa mga group shots wala lagi si Crosshair.
Really?
There's a speculation na he could either betray the Bad Batch since siya yung like nagdi-disagree sa mga ano nila, you know, when in tactics or basta mga arguments. So there's that possibility, or either that or he gets captured, something like that, at some point. So yeah, but those are some of the
that's gonna be
theories
sad
out there.
That's gonna be sad on my part because si Hunt, si Crosshair, one of my favorite na Bad Batch. Go ba?
I don't know. Personally, siguro I'm more inclined kay Wrecker since he's this impulsive type guy na, you know, he doesn't. It's all muscle. I know.
And he's the demolition expert sa group nila.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
But he has this fear of heights though.
Really?
If you so remember parang, sa last season, diba, he has this fear of heights.
Clone Wars. I remember that scene.
para siya si ano, si what was the name? Di sa ano, 18. Si Mohawk. Si Mohawk guy, the guy with the Mohawk.
Android 16 ba? Is it 16?
No, the 18. Si Face.
Oh, the 18 ah.
Si Hannibal, si Face. Si
Oh, I was thinking of another.
What's 30?
Oh, with A team. I was thinking A.
Si. Ah, wait lang. Kailangan ko malaman yun. Si Baracus, Bosco, si BA.
I can't remember na so.
Si BA Baracus.
Yeah, that guy.
Feel ko tong Bad Batch naka ano to eh, naka design siya sa A team. What do you think? Kasi, tin mo, there's a leader, merong flight expert, merong demolitions expert, tas may isang pogi.
I think they're just, it's like, you know, the conventional type of setup.
Mga specialists na talaga sila. Yeah. It's a squad with full of specialists.
They're like the special of the special forces, parang ganun.
Special ops. In any case, let's move on. I want clothes. Okay, the shock trooper of the clone shock troopers who brought here.
Which is, medyo ano, we kind of see na medyo nag-mimix na yung stormtrooper, tsaka may, yung mga clone trooper.
Yeah,
this is the, paano ito? Rosan shock trooper guard, di ba?
Shock trooper. Republic shock trooper. That was the latest yata yung. Hindi ko sure kung shock trooper ba talaga sila or, you know, some kind of version na Royal Imperial Guard. Kasi, anyway, ano lang naman siya, speculations natin. Clone
Force 99, found and wiped out.
Di ba, nung una, they were like, parang Coruscant Guard, di ba?
Coruscant
sila naka...
Ang ganda ng graphics ng Bad Batch, yung parang nag-transcend talaga yung budget nila sa Bad Batch.
Like, yeah, which is ano nga, the animation keeps getting better.
So from a childish cartoon which, talaga na
in kind of low-key hoping na they redo the entire Clone Wars series.
That's gonna take millions, pero you know, we'll never know. It's Disney Plus and with the current success na nangyayari sa MCU and Mandalorian and you know, ang daming spin-off shows. Maybe.
The galaxy's a dangerous place to.
Speaking of Bad Batch, I'm excited for Fennec Shandel. Kailangan ma-establish dito
the
sa season
winning.
Na to kung paano siya naging most dangerous.
Hell yeah, Fennec Shandel.
Yeah. Oh, they're battling.
We need to get out of here.
I think she's directly voiced by Ming Na Wen talaga.
Really voiced by Ming Na Wen talaga.
What do you say, kid?
Alam mo kung ano yung nakaka-bother talaga sa Bad Batch? Parang sa sobrang laki ng mutation nila, hindi na nila naging kamukha si Temuera Morrison. No? Parang, okay, there's some resemblance, pero...
That's part of the quote-unquote undesirable mutation, or desirable if you will pala.
Oh, desirable mutation.
You wanna come with us?
How can I help?
Okay, there's this. Captain Rex win the Bad Batch.
Correct.
Also, ang ganda ng costume, ang ganda ng ano, former ni Echo dito.
Yeah. Come to think of it, yeah.
Diba? Parang
siya yung... We never get to see him na naka-armor much dati, di ba?
Oh. So, they're reunited with Rex, together with Omega and Wrecker. And Hunter, Tech, and Crosshair is missing in the frame. The background looks like a broken down
ship. Parang nung una I thought this was Jakku pero it doesn't take place yung Battle of Jakku like later years after
30 years later pa yata no.
I think there was parang speculation din na this is Braca daw. Braca ba yan?
Braca is a salvage yard, so we'll never know. Malay.
Oh, okay.
It's just a frame of those of an episode, so we'll know more.
Wars have ended.
Okay, so there's another frame here that there's a broken down Venator. So I think this is a planet where, you know, Order 66 happened to another Jedi lost. Pwedeng dyan din, ano, episode, that's the episode that takes place where Kanan and Jarrus and her and his master got separated. See, yep. Pabe Lapa.
Deputy the Lava. I thought this was cool. This part, yung bow, laser bow ba?
Laser bow. Well, sobrang tawag dito, inefficient. Like,
yeah, it's like in an age of blasters and all this artillery.
Aesthetically, it's cool, pero, you know, when you pull a trigger using your index finger, kasi pulling an entire string of a bow, parang, it's just...
Although, I don't know, maybe if we know more about this character, like we said, maybe we'd get more sense of why, bakit bow, why she or he is using a bow.
Okay. And the location looks like, you know, a forest. I'd like to say Kashyyyk, but there's other forest planets there. Pwede rin Endor, pwede rin.
There's a lot of forest.
There's lots.
You can either adapt and survive.
Wait, are they? Nasa Coruscant to, no?
Yung una,
you can either.
Ang unang assumption ko is like, parang Naboo. Naboo?
Ah,
I don't know. Gawa ng architecture noon.
Pwede. Actually, oh.
But we could...
Pwede yung Naboo. Let's see. Pero sige lang yung art na ito. Ang ganda talaga.
Adapt and survive. Or die with the past.
Ah. Hell yeah. Sorgerera.
This version of Sorgerera is the Clone Wars version. Pero he was voiced by... Hold on. Stephen Stanton, okay, moving on.
The decision is yours. We do what we do.
Commando droid.
Commando droid.
Trap in, kid.
Yeah.
That last scene is, I don't know, it's kind of wholesome kasi most people say na it's reminds them of when Ezra Bridger first sleeps Lothal. You know, which side? That scene, yung last scene na yun where this C Omega is kind of amazed as they enter hyperspace, kind of reminiscent kay Ezra Bridger as he was leaving Lothal. Diba? Which I think is kind of parang what you call this? Kind of an element sa Star Wars, diba? The first time leaving their home.
Parang naging tradition yata sa Star Wars yun. A character leaving their homes for the first
time. To explore the greater galaxy. So, what were your thoughts in general dito sa trailer na to? After.
So yeah, like I first said early on, parang they didn't show much new content except for the fact this new characters in Omega. We know nothing about. And as Lawrence said, na you know, he's excited nga to basta ma-explain lang yung other situations yung paano sila napunta sa current predicament na nila, like si Rex together with Gregor and Wolf sa ATT.
So what's that planet again?
Yeah, I forgot the name.
Yeah,
it's a planet, it's a backwater planet. So yun, excited din. Okay, at first kasi hindi ako masyadong excited, di ba? Hindi pala excited, more like, hindi ako masyado interested sa Bad Batch. Pero, it was ano kasi tawag dito. It was marketed after binili ng Disney ang LucasArts or Lucas Corporations. And the thought na merong special, may special ops sila na may mga specialist squad sila. And I think they're gonna replace the Super Commandos ng Republic.
Yung Republic Commandos, yun.
Oh, Republic Commandos, yun. So yun, yun lang naman yung thoughts ko. Can't wait for May the 4th.
And,
May the 4th, so...
Yes, May the 4th indeed. We will be with us. Ayun, the thing I'm excited about is the Bad Batch is kasi we've in all most Star Wars media we haven't seen in transition, at least in mga series or films na the Republic, the clones transitioning into the Empire, you know where would they fit in within the Empire and the Stormtrooper group. So I think that's one part I'm excited about this series.
Yeah, so am I. Yeah, this time I'm explaining the transition from clones to Stormtroopers.
And ayun nga, hopefully here's hoping na they bump into some familiar characters din. There's even speculation na how si Fennec Shand, you know, kind of bumps in with Boba Fett, you know. At some point, yeah, this early on.
I mean, isn't that gonna soil their meeting? Or, well, you know what? Pwede rin naman sila magkakilala rin, no?
It kind of sets up further there. It emphasizes yung relationship nila coming to Mandalorian.
Possible. Like, they already knew each other, and then as it happens na. When Boba Fett came out of the Sand Vagina, yeah, and he crossed paths with dying thing, Fennec Shand. Pero wala naman kasi silang indication na walang indication kasi na magkakilala sila beforehand. And I think that's good enough for me. And kumbaga hindi na dapat explain. Parang there are things that are best left unexplored.
Of course.
So with that being said, sana they bump into familiar characters.
Well, most particularly Vader, pero as a cameo lang.
Reminisce si Anakin na, nagkaroon nga pala ng mission ng Bad Batch before this all happened.
Yeah, but at the same time, since the Empire is having a hard time, kasi we don't know yung motives pa ni dito, if Fennec Shand, if she's against or with the Bad Batch, you know. Baka later on she sides with them.
Exactly. So, there's a lot of things that could happen. In any case,
I think that's it for that's our take on this on the Bad Batch Clone Force 99. We're really looking forward to May the 4th. Hopefully the May 4th be with all of us.